The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM WMAL. Now,
welcome to the Senior Solutions Real Estate Show, which is brought to you by the Senior Solutions team of the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster Realtors. If you've missed an episode or find any information we talk about today helpful to a friend or family member, send them to our website, ericstewartgroup.com, or find Senior Solutions on Spotify. Last week, I mentioned Celebrate Recovery, which is a program that is geared towards helping anybody who's looking to make changes in their life. And Celebrate Recovery, which was started in 1991, sounds like it's a 12-step program, like maybe an AA. It actually is. There's a focus on that specific need towards addictions. But there's also a focus towards life and habits and hang-ups that we all have. And I think that not having a place to go to where you can actually express and discuss those things in your life actually causes those things oftentimes to remain hidden. Sometimes they own us. Sometimes they control us. So Celebrate Recovery provides a safe environment to have conversations and to discuss and realize how we can control the tendencies in our lives, how we can make our lives more manageable. And it's a wonderful program. I recently started attending about 2.5 months ago to focus on an area in my life that I wanted to change. And as a result of going through 2.5 months, I have been scratching at the surface and have gotten a realization of a much deeper, long-standing issue in my life. Now, I share that with you just for the purpose of helping you understand that when I'm working with a senior through the process of downsizing, it's kind of the same thing. We have to understand that there are sometimes in our lives where we have gotten into patterns in our lives with our spouse or maybe with our family or maybe even just with ourselves, where we have allowed ourselves and given ourselves permission to do everything in life that we wanted to do, but hold on to some things at the same time. And the things we're holding on to actually are keeping us from achieving what we really want. So when it comes to downsizing, we consistently meet with homeowners and landowners and apartment owners who are looking to make this transition. And I'd say 75 to 80% of the time, I hear this common refrain, I'm not ready yet. And if I unpack that with a homeowner, I set the stage for this, that the conversation that we're going to have is a safe conversation that's kept purely confidential. In fact, this is a place for me to care for them. This is a place for them to be cared for. Confidentiality is highly regarded. It's a great place to grow. It's a great place to start over in your life, where you can take off your mask with me and say, hey, this is what's really going on. I'm really struggling with this area. Yeah, my job is selling the house, but as a seniors real estate specialist, there is a breadth of understanding that folks like Helen and Terry and Debbie and Jim and the other members of our group that are seniors real estate specialists, we can bring you, as you're trying to make decisions, some insight based upon our knowledge base and the focus that we have on being seniors real estate specialists. It's not just a title. The name embodies a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes, a lot of effort that goes into studying, practicing, so that we understand crossing over the bridge. And I call that crossing the bridge because that's just the analogy that best works for me to describe the big move from the big house to the small house with less stuff, is crossing this bridge that requires somebody to guide you through and get you over the bridge into the new place. Your real estate agent is the wedding planner of that process when there's a home sale involved. Your senior move manager is the one that can make your move process work from where you're living, help you decide what to keep, what to get rid of. Our right-sizing guide that I've written will give you a taste of that process on your own. If you want to approach getting yourself ready to downsize by doing some downsizing yourself, the right-sizing guide will bring you the truth that you need, give you the guidance that you need, and help you understand how to approach what to get rid of, how to decide what to get rid of, and also how to film the things that you have that you're getting rid of so that you can keep the memories alive, how to work through the emotional challenges. You've got two people involved in the move. Different people's desires conflict at times. So this conversation that we're having about providing a safe place is important. because, in essence, you as a home seller are bringing the truth to us and looking for guidance from us as real estate agents. It is really absolutely the case that we will regularly say to homeowners who bring us their scenarios, we don't think it's a good time for you to move based upon these scenarios. We, of course, will sell your property, we'll get you top dollar, but we believe it's in your best interest to stay the course where you are financially for where you're trying to get to. Just so we're clear, we're not financial advisors. We don't give financial advice on how to, you know, have enough money to retire on. But based on all different kinds of factors, we give you insight based upon our real estate knowledge. And the law in Virginia, D.C., and Maryland says that real estate agents have the authority to advise on real estate matters. So the impact of letting a property go in your life and what is that going to do to your life, this is still a real estate matter. This is still us trying to give you the guidance that you need to make a good and clear-headed decision. So the opportunity to make a change in your life, especially when you're saying, I'm not ready yet, which quite frankly is exactly where I was in my life before I went to Celebrate Recovery. I'm not ready for that. I don't need that. I don't see a need in my life to get assistance in overcoming something I believe I have control over. And by the way, this isn't alcohol and this is not drugs. This is just habits that we all form in life. I don't think that what I'm saying is into the void of nothingness where you can't identify in yourself that there's things in your life that you wish you could change, maybe haven't been able to. So Celebrate Recovery has given me a good model of understanding as I've gone into a safe place. It has helped me to clarify what I've already been doing, what we as a group have been doing in the Senior Solutions team, but has reiterated the importance of conveying the safety of the space, that you have safety in a space with us to share things with us that are kept confidential. They're never shared with anybody, ever. And ultimately, it's about giving you the best guidance on whether moving now, maybe downsizing, aging in place, moving to a retirement community, or moving out of state, and any number of things may be in your best interest. Hey, if that's of interest to you, you'd like that safe space, that conversation, give us a call. Toll free, 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104. And just leave a message for us. If you prefer, you can go online to ericstewartgroup.com. We have all of our agents listed there. If you see somebody that catches your eye, that you think that's of interest, you'd like to talk to that person, identify them. No problem at all. All of our agents are excellent, seasoned professionals. And that's the difference, really, between a competent, professional real estate group that's well-organized into 119 individual steps and operates consistently from the beginning to the end of the process, and a group, which is one or two people that call themselves a group, don't have those processes but just know how to do a transaction, okay? We will give you the best quality of care all the way through the real estate transaction.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train.
Got a letter. This is a great letter. Got a letter. We put a property on the market in the middle of July, and we got three offers on it. The house was listed for $888,000, and we ended up getting a contract at $904,000, multiple contract scenario. One of the buyers wrote an offer on the property, didn't get the property, wrote what I think is perhaps the most touching letter to a homeowner. It's meant with the utmost of sincerity from a couple who were downsizing to the home that we were selling. Dear so-and-so family, thank you so much for allowing my wife, daughter, and I to view your amazing home this past Saturday. Esther, Nod, Blinken, Mushu, and Sassy, which I guess are the names of their cats, wanted to say hello to Mr. Toes and Cookie, which are the names of the cats for my client. They were very excited when we told them about all the windows that they'll be able to look out of. Samson, our puppy, was very interested in a large yard that he would be able to run around in freely. We were very impressed with all the attention to detail throughout your home. From the beautifully maintained hardwood floors to the molding in the kitchen, the breakfast nook to match the cabinets, we can tell that this house was built with love. With my oldest having been on his own for some time now and my daughter getting ready for her third year at Duquesne, we completely understand the anxiety that you and your wife are facing with your own children. As empty nesters, so-and-so and I can see ourselves making your home our forever home. We can see our own children eventually bringing their own families over to visit with their oma and their opa. I guess this is words for grandma and grandpa from another language. Speaking of grandparents, one of the things we love about your home is the ability to us to move my mother-in-law and father-in-law in with us. Your home is one of a kind in the market. Not very often can you find a home that you know has been taken care of over the years. We would like to offer an as-is inspection. Thank you again for opening your home, and we hope that you will consider our offer. Now, my clients met this couple, and this letter isn't necessarily admittable in contract presentation because it could be considered an unfair advantage by some real estate agents. At the end of the day, a letter like this is nice, but what makes the difference is the quality of the offer that an agent writes. So be sure that when you're writing that you've got a great agent writing your offer as well as a great buyer and a great story behind it. Well, good morning. Stuart Rosenthal joins me. How are you?
Good morning, Eric. Doing well. Thank you.
Glad you could join us here on the show. Thanks for being here.
Sure.
The Beacon Newspapers, free publication at thebeaconnewspapers.com.
That's our website, right.
You can read online. You can pick up a free copy at many locations. They've got a phenomenal expo coming up in September. Just a heads up, put it on your calendar now, Sunday, September 22nd. From noon to four at the Springfield Town Center.
And then 2 weeks later, on Sunday, October 6th, a similar event takes place in Silver Spring, Maryland at the Civic Center in downtown Silver Spring.
Great. There'll be keynote speakers, health screenings, flu shots, giveaways, door prizes, exhibitors, and resources. Check it out. Definitely a fun time. And this is your 20th year of doing this.
That's right. Hard to believe.
And Dr. Matthew Mintz will be there. And if you've never heard of Dr. Mintz, he's a featured expert on medical cannabis and CBD oil. If you're familiar or don't know any more about it, I heard him speak at a grower's luncheon that we had. It was very interesting.
Yes.
So, and that's an important conversation for us to have right now.
It's certainly becoming more popular everywhere, and people need to know what's involved and whether it's appropriate for them or not.
Correct.
Even in Virginia, where it's probably coming with and soon.
Is it really?
Well, it's definitely in, of course, Maryland and D.C. in a big way right now. And
right.
In Virginia, they started a trial run with CBD oil in certain places, and they're seeing how it goes. But there seems to be a lot of groundswell of support for it, so it might be developing from there, according to what I've heard.
What's fascinating to me is that something that was so kept away,
right,
and like bad, you know,
right,
reefer madness. It was this for my whole
evil
life.
You
evil,
know, right.
That it's the doorway to other drugs and so on. And now all of a sudden, it's not being presented that way.
Well, they're finding there are certain medical uses for it. It actually is helpful to people for pain relief in many cases, certain things. And as this evidence is coming out and people are saying, look, opioids are terrible. You know, I get addicted to that. That'd be awful. You don't get addicted to CBD.
Right.
So, I mean, it doesn't even make you high. So there are definitely benefits that might accrue to people that would be safer than what we currently have in the way of painkillers.
Well, check it out at the Beacon Expo. Stuart, daily showers aren't great for our health is one of your recent articles.
Isn't that wild?
Well, I'm really upset here because I feel pretty healthy and I take a shower every day.
Yes, well,
I think my wife actually appreciates that I shower
probably
every day.
Probably so.
Sometimes twice.
Not to mention everybody else who works.
Are you saying something about...
No, I think you smell great.
Come on, it's early in the day.
No, the truth is anybody who needs to shower daily, who works out daily, who runs all the time, of course, it's important to shower. But the point is, when you look at it in the overall health perspective, there are a lot of good bacteria that are on our skin and that work with our bodies in a part of our biome, and those can get killed as well when you shower. Mm-hmm. And especially if you use an antibacterial soap, which kills all the good microorganisms and allows some of the hardier, less good ones to survive.
Right.
So you might actually be harming yourself and drying out your skin, and dry skin can allow more barriers to break and allow more infections in. So things you keep in mind, there's a balancing here.
Right.
So that's why they now encourage people, if you don't have to shower today, take a day off, you know, and let your skin recuperate and let the oils accumulate and let the bacteria do their thing, because that's important.
Makes sense to me. Read about it in the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspapers.com. Hey, thanks, Stuart. We'll be back with more of Senior Solutions in just a moment. Stay with me.
This is Senior Solutions with Eric Stewart on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Big house, big car, backseat, full bar, houseboat won't float, the bank won't tote, no, too much stuff.
I had a startling read this past week, an article by Elena Samuels written in February of 2018 that holds so much value, I think, for all of us, and many of you listening will relate to what I'm about to share. We do not live in a society anymore where employers provide safety nets for their employees. That burden shifted in the late 1980s and early 1990s, and owners of their businesses had to invest more into their own IRA accounts. They had to invest in other ways to provide for their retirement savings. And aside from actually making the decision 30 years ago to save money for the long term and not touch it, there are many seniors now who are facing living without retirement savings. So what does that look like? Well, there's a lady, Roberta Gordon. She just never thought that she'd be alive until she was 76 years of age. She didn't think that she'd be working still, but every Saturday she goes down to a local grocery store and hands out samples, earning $50 a day. Why? Because she needs the money. I'm a working woman again, she says, in the common room of a senior apartment complex where she's currently living. She's worked dozens of odd jobs throughout her life, as a house cleaner, a home health aide, a telemarketer, a librarian, a fundraiser, but at many times in her life, she didn't have a steady job that paid into Social Security. She didn't receive a pension, and she definitely wasn't making enough to put aside money for retirement. So now, at 76, she's earning $915 a month through Social Security and through Supplemental Security Income, or SSI, a program for low-income seniors. Her rent, which she has had to cover on her own since her roommate died in August, 2 years ago, is $1,040 a month. She's been taking on credit card debt to cover the gap and to pay for utilities, food, and other essentials. She often goes to a church food bank for supplies. More and more, older people are finding themselves in a similar situation. And as the baby boomers are reaching retirement age without enough money and medical expenses are rising, for instance, a woman in her 80s is paying an average of $8,400 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year, even if she's covered by Medicare. Many people retiring, they don't have the pensions that lots of workers in the previous generations did and often have not put enough money into their 401ks to actually live off of. The median savings in a 401k plan for people aged 55 to 64 is currently $15,000. That's the median savings, according to the National Institute on Retirement Security, which is a nonprofit organization. So people reaching their mid-60s either have to dramatically curtail their spending or keep working to survive. And it's the first time that I think we've had a lot of people who find themselves downwardly mobile as they grow older. The problem is, as we know, we've got a large growing retirement age population. We've had a dramatic run in the stock market, which, if you recall, was around 2,000 in 1987 and is now around 25,000. So had you purchased stocks 30 years ago and just held, you know, good companies, or ridden the boom in the dot-com era but sold off and kept cash at the right time, if you have capability, you'll be fine. But if you don't have it, you're faced with a reality. Now, this is scary. And even talking about it is kind of uncomfortable, really, for me. I'm not near to retirement, but I, like many people, think, I wonder what's going to happen in the future. Well, the single best piece of advice that I've gotten is to save as much as you can. And that's it. Save as much as you can. Put as much away as you possibly can. Because when the time comes and you'll have the money, you'll need it and you'll appreciate it. Doing that is the hard choice. And like I said last week, if there was a book out there on how to get out of debt, it would be stop spending what you don't have. Square away the debts you have. Pay the debts you have now. Pay them off, but don't go into greater debt. Instead, put your money into savings and live a simpler lifestyle now so that you will have more money when you need it when you're older. If you live a lifestyle that has kind of built up over time into a certain set of expectations for yourself about your ability to just go out and get something to eat whenever you want to and doing things, you do need to step back and evaluate your life. Maybe you have a tendency to overspend and don't seem to be able to manage that. Maybe you have a tendency to try to please others all the time and you don't seem to be able to manage that. And there are different motivations that cause us to become fiscally unwise. And there's no judgment in what I'm saying because I include myself in what I'm saying. Like you, I've made my mistakes, I've made my blunders, and I've made choices that I wish in the past I could go back and change, which would dramatically change and alter my livelihood now. That was the past, and this is now. And so I have to make decisions in the present, which include being sober-minded about where I am, setting money aside now for me to have when I'm older, and sacrificing my current enjoyment so that I have the enjoyment later that I'll need. This is a good thing. This is what we should be doing. This is what our country should be teaching and espousing. Savings, setting money aside, not being a consumer economy, constantly consuming more and more, and teaching our families to consume the same way. But that said, all we can do now is make a choice. All we can do is make a choice for our own lives, and then maybe by an example to teach the next generation the same way. In my real estate practice, I don't get involved in telling people what to spend or how to spend their money. That's their business. My job is to help them spend it in the most frugal and best possible way in terms of financing options, protection in terms of insurance and whatnot, and make sure that they're not overpaying or getting too little when we're selling the property. What I'm speaking about now is just sort of a bigger picture reality for those of you who are listening who maybe are in this position saying, yeah, that's me. I have my condo and I'm making it, but I'm not rich and I don't know if I'll have enough when I need it. So first of all, this is a safe place. It's okay. And there are ways that you can continue to grow your economy where you are now. Those ways have to be discovered. They have to be worked at sometimes. Together, we can achieve more. I really do think that we can achieve more as a family here on the Senior Solutions team, and that with our guidance on your real estate side, we can give you good counsel to know whether it makes sense to keep what you have now, whether it makes sense to let it go and move to something different. We can at least guide you that way. And if you don't have a financial advisor, we can definitely refer you to one of three different financial advisors that we as a team respect and we like, and we receive no benefit in giving you that referral. Just so you know, there's no quid pro quo here of hidden benefits for Eric. My job is real estate. That's how I make a living. So assuming that you do speak with a financial professional, there are five retirement decisions that I would encourage you to wrap your mind around, okay? You do need to understand Social Security, retirement. The whole process can feel like going back to school, and there are terms out there that will help you understand and grasp this kind of blurry roadmap that is navigating towards your retirement. You first, really, by meeting with a financial advisor, can assess what you have now, what your current income is, how long you have probably until you want to retire, and then the guidance you will get is, here's what you need to set aside in order for you to achieve that date. I'll give you an example. Let's say you've got $300,000 in savings or in retirement. Let's say you have a job and you're 65 years of age and you want to have enough to receive maybe $20,000 to $30,000 in income from your assets at the time that you retire. The gap would be from the $300,000 that you have now up to maybe $1 million at that time. Assuming that you can get a 2% to 3% return on the $1 million, that would generate $20,000 to $30,000 in income each year. Okay. To get $700,000 in savings between now at 60 and, let's say, 70 years of age, let's be realistic, 10 years from now, 70, you would have to put $70,000 away, either into a form of an IRA account, putting a certain portion in, maybe using a health savings account, which you can put money into if you have a health savings account that is tax-free, maybe doing some investing in some stocks or otherwise that will help to generate a better return over time. You need to think about, how can I achieve that goal? And if it's not realistic, then if the goal requires an extra 4 years, then your financial advisor will tell you, hey, you're going to really need to be 74, 75, because we're going to need 15 years to get that $700,000 generated, assuming you can put X dollars away and it has this much growth. Okay. Best way to give a financial gift to children or grandkids, understand that giving your kids money, there are tax implications for how you give money, so understand those. This is one reason why you would want a financial advisor, is to understand your end game, where you're going, when you're going to pass, what you're going to do with what you have when you're gone, how it's going to be transferred so that you can give the best benefit to those you're leaving behind. Number three, plan your legacy that you're wishing to leave. Make a distribution plan. There are minimum distributions, so you need to have a plan for how you're going to receive that. And you want to have a smart strategy for downshifting, okay? That might involve selling your current home and buying something smaller so you have less exposure to the market. Even if my mortgage is paid off, the over $10,000 a year tax bill will bite into my retirement savings if I stay there forever. So this is a concept for caring. Sure, I bring you a little truth in here, a little pain to talk about, but hopefully you understand the safety that we offer you as a group in helping you make your real estate decisions. That's a wrap for this week. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week. You know you can hurt yourself fooling with too
much stuff. Are you over 50 or love someone who is? I'm Stuart Rosenthal, publisher of the Beacon Newspapers, and our paper's meant for you. Our free monthly is packed with well-written topical information, the latest health research, diet and fitness advice, stock market updates, financial planning tips, elder law topics, housing options, plus technology, travel, and arts features, all geared to the needs and interests of people over 50 and their families. The Beacon can be picked up at no charge from more than 1,500 locations throughout the D.C. metro area. Libraries, recreation centers, CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies, churches and synagogues, doctor's offices, and other places where older adults live and shop. And visit our newly updated website, thebeaconnewspapers.com, for even more stories than fit in our printed publication. And to use our new Silver Pages, a searchable database of regional housing, home care, financial planning, and legal services. For more information about The Beacon, including how to advertise your business or event, either in print or online, call 301-949-9766. That's 301-949-9766. Or send us a message at thebeaconnewspapers.com.